Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Online threats against the FBI and the Justice Department following the search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate draw a sharp response from the FBI chief, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, during a visit to Omaha, Nebraska, calls the threats of violence against the Justice Department and FBI agents because of Monday's search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago deplorable and dangerous. He adds the threats come at a time when law enforcement across the country is being hit by a wave of violence not seen in more than 20 years.
Last year, there were 73 law enforcement officers around this country who were killed in the line of duty, as in murdered in the line of duty. That's the highest number since 9/11.
That from WOWT. On Gab, a social media site popular with white supremacists and anti-Semites, one poster claimed, quote, "All it takes is one call and millions will arm up and take back this country. It will be over in less than 2 weeks." I'm Tim McGuire.
2 days after the search, Trump invoked his constitutional right against self-incrimination during an hours-long deposition in a New York civil investigation of his business dealings. AP's Sagar Magani.
After arriving at the state attorney general's Manhattan offices, Trump cited the Fifth Amendment in saying he declined to answer questions under oath. The attorney general has said there is significant evidence Trump's company misled lenders and tax authorities about the value of assets like golf courses, which the ex-president denies, calling it a witch hunt. While he's defended himself publicly, legal experts had said answering questions under oath would be risky because anything Trump said could potentially be used in a parallel criminal probe by Manhattan's top prosecutor. Trump spent more than 6 hours at the office before leaving. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Three soldiers were killed when militants attacked an Indian Army post in the disputed Kashmir region Thursday. An Army official told Reuters news agency that the two attackers were killed in the shootout, which occurred in the Rajouri area of India's only Muslim-majority region. The attack came amid heightened security ahead of India's Independence Day celebrations and just days after the third anniversary of the Indian government's revocation of Kashmir's constitutional autonomy. North Korea claims a disputed victory over COVID-19 and blames Seoul. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has declared victory at a national meeting where his sister said Kim had suffered a fever himself and then laid dubious blame against South Korea for the outbreak. While vowing deadly retaliation, North Korea's outbreak statements are widely doubted and are thought to be aimed at helping Kim maintain absolute control of the country. Some experts believe the victory statement signals Kim's intent to move to other priorities, but are concerned his sister's remarks could lead to a provocation. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Entrepreneur Elon Musk has sold $7 billion in Tesla shares ahead of his fight with Twitter. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Elon Musk has readied for his court battle with Twitter by selling nearly $7 billion worth of shares in Tesla. In a series of regulatory filings, Musk disclosed he sold about 8 million shares of Tesla Incorporated in recent days. Musk offered to buy Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion and then tried to back out of the deal. He claimed Twitter was infested with more spam bots and fake accounts than the social platform had disclosed. Twitter sued to forced the deal to conclusion, and last week Musk countersued. Musk is by far the largest individual shareholder in both Tesla and Twitter. I'm Mike Gracia.
Two new studies are raising fresh concerns about how fast climate change is weakening Antarctica's floating ice shelves and accelerating the rise of global sea levels. An analysis of satellite images by scientists at the U.S. space agency NASA reveal that icebergs along Antarctica's coastal glaciers are melting more rapidly than nature can replace them. The results are double that of previous estimates of losses from the world's largest ice sheet over the past 25 years. A separate study by British scientists at Durham University shows the Antarctica ice sheet could lead to a half-meter sea level rise by the year 2100. If global temperatures rise more than 2 degrees Celsius. And recapping our top story, online threats against the FBI and Justice Department following the search of Donald Trump's home